Poor Rover, will you never have done with all this weary roving? Where go you now? But if the currents carry you to those sweet Antilles, where the beaches are only beat with water lilies, will you do one little errand for me? Seek out one Pip, who's now been missing long. I think he's in those far Antilles. If you find him, then comfort him, for he must be very sad, for look, he's left his tambourine behind. I found it. Rig-a-dig-dig! Now, Queequeg, die, and I'll beat your dying march.
I have heard, murmured Starbuck, gazing down the scuttle, that in violent fevers men, all ignorance, have talked in ancient tongues, and that when the mystery is probed it turns out always that in their wholly forgotten childhood those ancient tongues had been really spoken in their hearing by some lofty scholars. So to my fond faith poor Pip, in this strange sweetness of his lunacy, brings heavenly vouchers of all our heavenly homes. Where learned he that but there? Hark, he speaks again, but more wildly now.
Form two and two! Let's make a general of him! Ho! Where's his harpoon? Lay it across here! Rig-a-dig-dig! Huzzah! Oh, for a gamecock now to sit upon his head and crow!